Well, Jim Brown was just looking for a big hit. Like you said, if he didn't, if Schultz wouldn't have had his head up, that could have been dangerous. Here comes Kretschmer all the way from his own zone, works down deep into the blank electric zone. At the corner now, he's looking for a nice pass. He goes out to Hanley. Hanley misplays it. He has to retreat out to center ice. Hewitt was looking for a hit that whole time, but fortunately for DHD, Hanley was able to send it deep. Chasing down his own dump end now. He's behind the net, looking for a pass out front. He has Reed White, but cannot get to him. Sends it to Kretschmer. Kretschmer sends it all the way down to Jim Brown. Oh. Looked for Hanley in the center, unable to get a good shot. Hewitt just sends it down to the corner, and we have a stoppage in play. 10:25 after that icing infraction by Blake Electric.
Well, you had about 30 seconds of excitement there. For the
there was a lot of hip checks and a lot of body checks going on.
I do believe the testosterone has calmed down right now, and we can play some hockey. Got a good hockey game, though. I mean, it's been back and forth on each end. It's been very, very well-played hockey game.
Reed White sends it to the front, just gets smothered up by Bauer. A little extracurricular after the game. Brown on the bench really wants his teams, or his players, to get to the net.
And you've seen that today. You've seen shots go on net, you've seen nobody there. I mean, that's the importance. A couple guys should be on each post waiting for a rebound. Just put the puck on the net.
Yep.
Good things are going to happen if you do that.
Well, good things are looking to happen right here for Blank Electric. They work all the way down in the DHD zone. Shot goes wide from the circle. We're going to have a penalty here on DHD. It's going to go against 33 Pulaski. This might even be a 2 and a 10, John, as it looked like Tim Gordon was signaling for a check from behind.
Well, you well know that at Huron County Ice Arena, you cannot check on the boards. It looks like he's going to do that.
And it is going to be a 2 and a 10 penalty. We're going to have 19 Gilbert serving the 2 minutes. Pulaski won't get set free, as we said earlier. He won't get set free for 12 minutes, as the 10-minute time does not start until that 2 minute is served. So Pulaski will not be out until the first stop.
Looks like Brendan Herrick's going to be serving his.
Going to be Gilbert.
Gilbert, yep.
Puck is loose in front of the goal, and Huster finds the back of the net. People were all over Rivard. He is livid, throwing his blocker and his glove off his hands. He is livid. People were all over the crease there.
I don't think I've ever done that before.
I wish you would have. DHC looking for an explanation here as to why that one was not called off for players in the crease, as two DHD players and a Blank Electric player were both on Rivard. The reasoning for a no-call here might be because the Blank Electric player was pushed in by the DHC
player. Well, he pushed in, and once the puck is in the crease, it is,
fair game.
It is fair game. All rules are off.
With the goal there is number 66, Eukster. He was in the right place, right time. Like we said, get to the post, good things happen.
Goalies don't get any respect in this game. You should know that by now.
And we're here still with 9 minutes, 45 seconds left to play. Blank Electric has 2-0 against DHD. Instead of Pulaski getting out at 13 minutes left in the third period now, John, he gets out considerably faster, as there was only a couple seconds off that power play. Puck trickles all the way down to Rivard. He is forced to cover. And we have a stoppage of play as the players switch up.
And as we're talking about plays kind of evened out, DHD pretty much dominated the first half of this game so far, and Blank Electric is starting to put a little bit more action in DHD's end. So
I think it's a lot to do with the physical play, Hewitt.
And I also think that it has to do with goaltending on Blank Electric's half. He's kind of, I think he's frustrating DHD a little bit.
Yes, he is.
They have not been able to put one in the net yet.
Puck at center ice now, and it is picked up here by 26 Vaughn of Blank Electric. He's trying to work into the zone. He gets shoved off by 21 Burkhart, and it comes free to Kretschmer as he works down into the Blank Electric zone. Shot on goal gets deflected by a lot of bodies. Comes free to Smith. He shoots. Puck is going all over the place. Finally finds its home at the half boards where it's picked up by Kretschmer. He tries to send it on net, unable to. So many Blank Electric sticks and bodies in front of that puck. And it is thrown down, and it's going to have to be played by Rivard. That was looking like it was going to be an icing. Puck was rolling on him, was forced to play it.
It was on edge, and it went right to him, so he had to play it.
8:37 left in the second period now. Smith comes off for DHD, and the players are ready for this drop. Face-off control by DHD for a minute. Klink sends it out to center ice. He tries to chase it down. Backhander, or pitchforked out by Blank Electric, but quickly caught by Jim Brown. He keeps it in the zone. Hanley backhands it to keep it even deeper. Sent around by Blank and out to Kretschmer. He makes a move around his defender. Makes another move. He's at the top of the circle. He's shot, and it was deflected out of play. And we are going to step away right here on the WLEW Sports Network.
From Grav, Chevrolet, Buick, and Sandusky, here's Brandon and Sam.
Chevy has extended truck month into March, and Grav is doubling the value of your trade up to $4,000.
Wow, $4,000? What can I do with that? Can I get a new PlayStation?
You could probably buy 10 with that, Sam.
Really? 10 of them?
Or you could use your trade to lease a Silverado Z71 double cab 4x4 for only $180 a month.
Can I buy a drone?
Yep, you could buy a bunch of them too. But I have a better idea. How about you use it to lease a Chevy Equinox LT for 24 months?
Well, what's the payment?
There isn't one, Sam. Your $4,000 trade covers it for 24 months.
What about golf balls? Can I buy golf balls?
Sure, Sam. Probably a couple of rounds worth for you. Or you could lease a Chevy Cruze with no payments, just using your $4,000 trade.
So what if I want to buy 5 PlayStations and 2 drones? How many golf balls can I buy?
Probably just enough for 9 holes.
Double your trade up to $4,000 all month long at Graf Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky.
Payments based on GM EPP pricing with loyalty, 24-month, 10,000-mile-per-year lease.
Oh, you like the way that sounds?
We're back here at the Huron County Expo Center, waiting for play to resume as they took a radio timeout for us. That's awfully nice of them. Referee Danny Nieschultz looking a little cold down there. He's all bundled up. It is freezing. He is a little upset that I'm talking about him right now. Oh, it's all fun down here at the Huron County Expo Center.
Billy boy.
The shot from the point by Kretschmer is deflected up, and Blank Electric now takes control of it, as we thought they did. And it is now sent down for DHD. Long pass all the way up to Reed White. Unable to handle that one. Kretschmer misses a big hit. Poplinski's shot from the circle. It is shrugged off by Rivard. And Reed White. Well, a lot of stuff just happened there, John. What happened?
A little activity to the left of Mr. Rivard, goaltender for DHD. And
well, we're going to wait here for a second for the call from Danny Nieschultz. Number 7, Michael Klink, is in the box, but we do not know what for yet. He is serving a penalty for the goalie, Mike Rivard. That is Jared Rivard. Rivard got called for a roughing penalty. Klink is going to the box to serve it for him.
I think Mr. Rivard is still reeling from the call made on the goal a couple minutes ago.
I can still see the smoke coming out of his ears, John.
He's still frustrated. I can.
So now Pulaski has a buddy in the box as Klink joins him.
for this 2-minute power play for Blink Electric.
Shall I say clink is